Is there yet hope? There is hope. We can hope in God's word when circumstances and counsel are all to the contrary. I once heard about a sweet and godly lady named Teresa, married to a godless dopehead criminal who made his living dealing heroin. Her church prayed and prayed for him, to no avail. Finally, he was busted for his crimes and given many years behind bars. In the same church, there was a fine man of God who had a wife totally disinterested in the things of God and not very interested in her husband. When Teresa's husband was locked away, Ben was counseled to divorce his wife and marry Teresa, whom he had greatly admired for many years. He followed their counsel, and the church had a grand, happy wedding for this new union. The lady who was telling me the story would periodically stop to exclaim, "Look what God hath done! Isn't it wonderful?" When I heard the whole story, my heart was broken, and I told the teller to stop blaming God. People see only the here and now. We look only for ways that will make us happy today. God sees so very much more, which is why He gave us His Word as a light to direct our path when we cannot see clearly. I knew that God was dishonored by the whole mess. If sweet little Teresa had believed and trusted God, and had been willing to suffer being alone, to visiting her husband in prison, sharing books and tapes with him, and taking her little ones to see Daddy, he would have finally begun to treasure his faithful wife and family, and he would have come to know that only the power of God could cause a woman to love the rotten, low-down sinner he knew himself to be. Mr. Dopehead then would have been open to God. Who knows how many men in that prison would have heard the old story of how a Savior came from glory just to save them from their sins, all because one little lady was willing to give her life for Jesus by honoring and reverencing the man who was her husband. He was her hope, and she was his. If only wise men and women could have helped Teresa see the miracle God could have given her. "And unto the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband, but, and if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband. And let not the husband put away his wife. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases. But God hath called us to peace. For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? 1 Corinthians 7:10-16. Is there hope? Yes, there is hope. It is not always the way we think hope should be. God gave us a plan by which, through our submission and reverence, He could change the heart of any man to some degree. In the end, the Scriptures teach us that there is something bigger and more important to God than our happiness. It's not about our happiness. It's about our holiness. Regardless of how much it hurts, whether or not we see results, even if our man does not get saved, God is worthy of our obedience, which in His eyes is worship. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy. Psalm 33:18.